Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Thank God for this brand new day that the Lord has added into our lives, an opportunity to glorify and magnify him and give him what's rightly due to him. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for being able to come back together, together with the saints, the believers, even unbelievers if they desire to hear what the word of God has to say, pray and intercede, intervene, and stand on the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Thank you, Lord. Well, I glorify him and honor him. He is a phenomenal God. Regardless of what we go through every day, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us and will be with us to the end. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Excuse me. I just want to read this prayer. We haven't read it in a long time, but we should read it over the years and stuff like this for the Blog Talk Radio. And it says, Father, I thank you that it is your will that I walk in complete soundness and perfect wholeness in my spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary's cross for my health and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of this provision any longer in Jesus' name. Though aliens, forces of wrong thoughts, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmities, sickness, and disease cannot reside in me, because you live in me now, Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Thank God for the power of prayer. Today I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationship for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my past, and your courage, Lord, for my fear and timidity. I command my muscles, tissues, cells, and blood to come in line with your resurrected life, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your Son, your shedded blood at Calvary, Lord Jesus. Through daily doses of your word, through daily doses of your word, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promises, Lord, I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. And as the word of Lord let us know in Psalms 1, for us to meditate on his word day and night. And even when he talked to Joshua about meditating on his law and telling him that he'll have good success, and that's in obedience to his word. In the name of Jesus, bless the Lord. Welcome to those who just joined us on the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have our scripture reading coming from 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, starting at the 10th verse. But when the complete and perfect total comes, incomplete and imperfect will vanish away, become inadequate, void, and superseded. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, and now that I have become a man, I've done away with childish ways and have put them aside. 12th verse, for now we are looking in a mirror that gives only dim, blurred reflection of reality as in a real or instrument. But then, when perfection comes, We shall see the reality and face to face. Now I know in part and perfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. Now, this came from out of Amplified, and what we were reading, glory to God, really is, I'll go back to the King James for someone that needs to be able to understand even better. It says, let's go, the 10th verse. Let's see over here. I go further than the 10th. We're going to go to the 6th verse. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, here's the part we're just reading, and we prophesied in part. But when that which was perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face now, I know in part. But then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, which is love. And the love we're talking about is the agape. Praise your name, Jesus. Glorify your holy name. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for our scripture reading out of 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. And one started in Amplified at the 10th, and then we went on to the 6th. Glory to God in the King James. We bless God for the reading of his word and the prayer that was prayed while we were waiting for others to come on. We glorify God in everything that we do. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio, Divine Connection, for the ones that's just joined in. Thanking God again that we can come together. Hallelujah, to exalt the name of the Lord, to pray, to fast, to intercede, to preach, to teach the word, to get the word out, to share, to encourage, to inspire. Oh, we just bless God in the name of Jesus because he is worthy of all the praise, but most of all, to give God glory, and the glory not just in our speech, but in our doing and our living a life that will give him glory and praise. So God, we ask you right now, as we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of your forgiveness. Thank you for your agape love. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for, glory to God, blessing us with a mind, to have a mind to serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that renewed mercy every morning. Your grace, hallelujah, that amazing grace. Thank you, glory to God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. That's your promise. You said, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. So no matter what we go through, no matter what's going on, you're there. And you said in your word in Romans 8:28, you'll work all things together for good for those that love you and called according to your purpose. You even got some benefits that you said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. Our will become in your will. So whatever it is, the desires will be fulfilled because it's lining up with your word, because we're delighting in you. It won't be doing anything outside of your will. We are thanking you, said if we walk upright before you, you hold no good thing from us. God, many times you answer before we even call. Oh, what a mighty, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Even in the midst of the valley, you're there. All in between decision making on the mountaintop. God, help us to learn how to praise you in the when glory to God, things are going well. But when we're in the valley, we've been built ourselves up enough so even sometimes we can only say, help, have mercy, or just Jesus. God, help us to remember to build ourselves up in our most holy faith daily. Guard our hearts with all diligence. Help us to speak and decree and declare what your word says, not our feelings and emotions. We come against every foul and unclean spirit that's coming against people's minds now. We have them so, glory to God, chaotic that they'll just do anything, glory to God, what comes to mind. Every thought that the enemy put in there, every feeling and emotion, glory to God, people are exemplified on this earth. God, we are praying for a change. We are praying for the spirit of truth to come to the heart, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We plead the blood of Jesus, all this manipulation and control and this murdering and this spirit, glory to God, of incest and glory, and of sexual an introduction to all kinds of things, from the television, from the, well, rather, the internet, to the phones, or wherever, just in the streets, all up in your eye gates. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray like never before, an awakening in the body of Christ. We know what the world is doing and what the enemy is offering, but God, help us over there. Stop coming to the table, eating off the devil's table. Oh, you told us we can't serve no two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. We can't be tampering all with feelings and emotions, and then we want to God to be the Christ of the crisis. Oh, God, you want us to make you Lord in the name of Jesus. So I'm praying for an awakening for the body of Christ. I'm praying for more laborers, and I'm praying for the laborers already that's in here to wake up and recognize we cannot be nonchalant. The sleeping giant got to wake up. We can't be snoozing. Just like Jesus is so glorious. The disciples, oh, can you watch here 1 hour while I pray? Oh, my sheet all over both sides. God, look at the time we're in. And we have the Holy Spirit on the inside. We have you, Jesus, on board, and we still won't yield to your will in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for the wicked in the camp. Glory, and I'm praying for those that are about to tire themselves out and burn themselves out, trying to accomplish the mission for God, but don't get enough rest and enough time, glory, to get in place, glory to God, to hear you, so they won't burn out, so they can continue the waste and continue the work that God has given them. God, the trick of the enemy is in every kind of thing. If you can't get them to stop, glory to God, or turn away or to compromise, then sometimes he'll turn back around and cause some of our leaders and even some of us, glory to God, that may not be in the lead position as a pastor, apostle, or glory to God, carrying out a mission for the service of a church. But God, the mission that you put us on, ah, what an assignment. We got to be able to hear your voice, to know how to pray, to know how to seek your face, and know when to embrace, what not to embrace, and what, glory to God, when to rest. And glory to God, know that we can be able to recognize the tricks of the enemy and even our own flesh, glory to God, when sometimes we're doing so much and doing, glory to God, a good thing, but may not be what you assigned for that hour or that time. We need the discernment, but we need discipline too as well. So, God, I'm praying like never before that it be a balance across the board. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are slowful and procrastinating, that they need to wake up and get in place and get in position, open up their ears and eyes so they can be able to discern what's going on around us. But even when we discern and hear and know, God, we got to do, because what is it for us to have the knowledge and then we're still walking in disobedience or rebellion or stubbornness? Oh, I know, but you didn't raise any billy goats. You only raised sheep. In the name of Jesus, you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger did not follow. So, God, we are praying one for another more and more, because in these last days we see so much going on, and you said it's going to be more to come. Hallelujah. In these last days are not only just the rumors of wars, but the wars and earthquakes and all kinds of things, and parents killing children killing parents, and all kinds of stuff, and murdering everything, and men glory to God being lovers of their pleasure of themselves and things that they desire more than of you, God, and it's getting more and more. But God, we got to believe you that looks like you said there's a remnant that's going to gonna stay on the straight and narrow and going to obey you. Help us to be that. But oh, we're praying for increase, that people will wake up and then I get desensitized because, oh, that's over there and that's over there. Oh, that devil coming up in the back door, side doors, in the windows, even in our homes, go right through the internet, even go right influences the mind of our children. Our sons, glory to God, and are fully grown and glory to God and locked down, glory to God, on the things that whatever the social media is saying, man, all the influences to our children and little ones. Well, God, and sometimes we're so busy passing the church, going to church, we're missing out, glory to God, and hearing God, things right in our home, things right next door, people right, glory to God, in the house of God that may need to hear God, and our minds are caught up in so many things we need to do. Oh, God, we need to hear God, and some things we need to clear off our plate so that way we can be able to have room to hear you and to move by the Spirit. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us all. Whatever area, if we just daily seek your face, all won't be so hard, glory to God, to be able to hear you and how to move. But we can't be in a way either. If we do hear you, we still got to be in a place of discipline to obey you. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us so that way we can be able to reach more. We can be able to go out and see more healings, cancer drying up, heart attacks, glory to God, ceasing, and strokes and all kinds. So much of it is coming up in the body of Christ. So bad, how much, glory to God, will we all be able to accomplish for those that are in the world to get them healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. And we got so much doors open in our houses, in our lives, and so forth like this, that the light cannot be on the hill like it ought to be, shining over here in this area, in this city, and in that area, and a little bit on that side of the town, and a little bit cross country, and a little bit over here. Oh, God, we need to be on one accord to see the miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal hand of God in operation on a regular about these healings and these deliverances and people giving their lives to God and being delivered from demons and delivered, glory to God, from the mental challenges and things going on in their bodies. And, oh, God, the enemy is crippling the body of Christ because they're not in place. If my people, which are called by my name, hardly will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Oh, God, we ought to repent and humble ourselves before you in the name of Jesus and recognize it is me, God, wherever I'm short at, that I need to come up in and to come together. Oh, get out of the distance and schisms out of the way so we can be able to be on one accord, because the enemy loves the division. He's all about division. Ah, and if he multiplies, multiplies more sin. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, you want us free so that way the land can be healed. Oh, so we can be a helper one to another and others that are needing help. God, we are praying like never before. Oh, that we can get like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. Get glory to God in the place where that deer that panted after the water brook, so that our heart will pant after you in the name of Jesus. That we are walking the power and authority to bind and loose when we come into a room or some place, glory to God, where it's a hostile environment, glory to God, the anointing in us, glory to God, can calm the savage beast and change the whole atmosphere. God, we need to be in a place where we can just be able to let the anointing just flow without even opening our mouths sometimes, just because of the anointing on our lives and what we stand for. So many, glory to God, losing their standard in the name of Jesus, just falling for anything and compromising, and it's okay, and getting caught up with the old good old boys, and glory to God, some now don't even know right from wrong, wrong from right, because now we got so caught up in pleasing the flesh. You said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And too many, glory to God, are getting caught up. And not only that, some are just getting caught up in that problem. Trouble, trouble, trouble. That's all they talk about. The pain, pain, pain. The devil, devil, devil. And the pain, pain. That's all they build themselves up in, that instead of building themselves up in their faith in the word of God and the anointing and whatever, complaining and murmuring, where is the prayers? And if they say a little prayer, they ain't put no power in it, they put no time in it, and it's just here and there because it didn't happen when they wanted. Oh, we're back to the devil and we and this and that. God, I'm praying for the yokes to be destroyed, that we'll be on one accord and being tuned in, and that we'll walk in the power and authority. We know what you said the enemy's doing, but you told us the power that you've given us, the authority that you've given us. You have told us how important it is for us to pray individually and what it is to pray collectively. One chasing 1,000, two for 10,000. How much more when we all come together? And any two stand touch and agree on how you're moving the midst. God, help us, glory God, to stand faithful and know, glory God, how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Encouragement while we're praying, even though chaos is going all around us. Jesus is on board and he said, peace, be still. And he gave us that power to cause it to be so in the spiritual as well as in the natural. Lord, I pray right now and thank you for warriors praying all around the globe. Thank you for the divine connection, these prayer warriors. Thank you for New Hope. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are in trenches all across the globe and the country and cities and whatever. Places, glory to God, that people won't go. You ask the people a sign that, glory to God, they'll go and be out there in the street where, glory to God, those that are drug lords and those that are ladies of the night to be able to speak to their lives. Other ones, the alcoholic and the drug addicts, God. Some, glory to God, that are out doing all kinds of things. Some out here that's doing all kind of evil things, that the Lord has blessed us, the people's lives are on the line out here witnessing and out here trying to get the word out. Oh, God, it's not just the missionaries across country and other countries. We have people that's out here on these streets right here with their life on the line, trying to reach those that they can reach. God, help us to pray for them. Help us to be one, glory to God, even if it's a one-on-one in the industry. Help us to be able to have that, the note of unction of the Holy Spirit to open our mouth and say, not because, oh, they look like this and they look like that. I don't think I can say this now. Let the Holy Spirit unction you. We are led by the Spirit. We can't miss God. If we're doing it on our own intellect, yes, we can end up with a confrontation. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, for awakening, awakening. I pray for us to be on our post. I pray for our families. And Lord, let us not be out here trying to witness to everybody else and glory to God. We got hell going on in the back room in our own homes and not, glory to God, being able to stand and hold on to faith and reach who we can reach. And sometimes in some of our houses, it may be somebody else reaching them, but we need to have a standard anyway in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you, God. I pray, glory to God, for you to the blessed. I thank you for the prophets. I thank you for the apostles. I thank you for the evangelists. I thank you for the teachers. I thank you, Lord God, for the administrators. I thank you, Lord God, for those that are carrying the gospel in whatever capacity. Even our young people, God, you have some out here on missions, glory to God, that are really true and sincere about the Lord. I pray for our young people that are standing and the enemy's trying to devour them and try to take their destiny from them. God, I plead the blood of trying to lure them over in that territory to use them up, glory to God, so he can destroy them. But I plead the blood of Jesus, God, strengthen them, encourage them. Help us to watch our mouth, because we're raising some up in our own homes, and sometimes the enemy will use things to come up, and we're adding to the seed, glory to God, or making it worse than dead instead of better. God, help us to be wise, not to go out condone, but be wise in our speech in the name of Jesus, because we don't know who we help raising up. All glory to God, where we all might be turning them to. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, glory to God, for your destroying power. For glory out for those minds that are twisted because of, glory out, whatever the world is offering, and they're saying they just got caught up in the fad, they just got caught up in the cycle, they just got caught up, glory to God, because they didn't care, or somebody make them not care anymore, or lost their hope, or suicidal. We destroy those yokes right now, every lie that the enemy has told them, glory to God, or telling them in the name of Jesus. And even for some real true hurts and pains and disappointments, God, don't allow the enemy to use that to manipulate their lives and destroy them. Oh, God, put some people in that pathway. Even if we might be already in that pathway, help us to be alert and put our antennas up in the name of Jesus, so we'll be on our post and not get caught up in our moment. Oh, my foot hurt, my head hurt, I had an attack, my eye, this right here that went on to me. So consumed about ourselves and our families that we are missing out on what God has assigned for us to do. We're getting desensitized. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying like never before. Help us to pray one for another. Pray for these warriors. Pray for these pastors. Pray for these leaders. Pray one for another, glory to God. Pray for our kings, as the Bible says, and the leaders, glory to God, in the house of God, but also in our countries. Lord, we need to be on our post more, and not just for every once in a while. We're praying, glory to God, for healing among ourselves so we can stay on our post too, because the enemy are trying to cause it to pick us off, glory to God, one by one, two by two, whatever he can do, glory to God. But we got to keep the prayers going in spite of God we're going through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, glory to God. You said, yea, though I walk through. God, help us to know we're going through. Our through season may be different than your season. My through season may be different than that one season. But know that we are coming through, because God said in his word, hallelujah, and his word, glory to God, is true, and it will not go out void, and it will accomplish everything that he says. He's not a God that you should lie, and he's not slacking concerning his promises. Man counts like this, and he'll want none to perish. God, help us. Help us, glory to God. And like the Hebrew boy said, if he don't, glory to God, I know he's able. But there are some things, glory to God, not just knowing that God is able. We know that he said some things that's yet to come to pass. It's the things that go on in between the waiting time that we got to keep the faith. Oh, koraba, ishanda roro, banderebe, sitiya. Oh, God, I thank you again. Oh, so much to pray for. And I pray for these warriors on this phone that you continue to bless. Oh, glory to God. In our ninth year, and God, you still moving and proving. God, continue to bless. Nobody get no glory and praise. Now, we come corporately giving you the praise for what you're doing and using whatever vessel you want to, or using us corporately for people being saved, delivered, set free from healings. Oh, glory to God. The enemy loosing his hold off of their minds, off of their bodies, and glory to God being restored. Ah, back to health. And other ones, glory to God, coming into alignment with what your word says, even bringing us in alignment, convicting our hearts when those things find us out. God, you're such a wonderful God. And when we yield ourselves, and more we let go and let God, the more the anointing is going to flow. The more and more the anointing is going to be illuminated in us, because we're yielding to you in the name of Jesus. You said you draw nigh to us, and we're drawing nigh to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. And if you for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Lord, for the promises. Thank you, Lord, for your word, for the power of healings and deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, for turning some things around. Thank you for even our testing, glory to God, that we are going through, even with the doctors going to be turned around, and God is going to be, you're going to be glorified. Oh, God, they might use the medicine. They might use some other things. They might use some therapy. But at the end of the day, being led by your spirit and what you do, you're the one who bring the increase. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge. God, help us to have knowledge and wisdom enough what to take and what not to take and what to embrace, not on our own feelings and not on our own emotions, but glory out by your spirit. Lord, I thank you so much. Oh, touch mine right now, God. Oh, touch our babies. Thank you, Lord God, for touching Lil Zaire today, God, too, as well. in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind up accidents. Oh, the enemy is a liar. The blood of Jesus, keep it up. God, we are praying, God, that you are blessed. Carmelita's brother on that side, that's she was saying tonight that he was spitting up blood and he's in the hospital. They're going to keep him, glory to God. And they only have one kidney already from childhood, glory to God, from something that happened years ago. And now, glory, that's been attacked. So we are just praying, glory to God, for his life, praying for his salvation, praying, glory to God, that he know of God, but we're praying that he know God as Savior. But God, we're praying for his divine healing too as well. Thank you, Lord God, for hurting all of our children and all our children, seed, oh, bless every one of, glory to God, these warriors, glory to God, in our church family. We're praying, glory to God, for Pastor Burton and Pastor Bird, that you bless each one of them. God, whatever the glory to God may be in their lives, that they need, glory to God, you to minister, to move, and to prove yourself, God. We are praying. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the word. And so many of our leaders all around the globe that are standing on your word, standing on the promises, holding up the bloodstained banner, even some that might have been lied on, ostracized, criticized, and some may be the enemy trying to pull them down and take them down. But God, we are praying that they hold on to faith. We are praying that we pray one for another, build each other up, glory to God, and strengthen. And anything that's in our lives is not like God. And even there, God, let them put it on the altar. Let them repent and get it right so that way that light can continue to shine and they can put the enemy to flight. God, we're praying more and more of our people's eyes and ears to come open that they can hear God. Take out that heart of stone and that heart of going to put in the heart of flesh, and those ears, open them so they can be able to hear. They're so stopped up with all the foolishness they're going on, they can't hear the Spirit of God. But unstop their ears and give a deaf ear to the things of the devil, and they open fine, keen-tuned ear to the Spirit of the Lord. We're praying, glory to God, for more laborers and more people to cross paths, glory to God, that they'll be able to hear and receive in the name of Jesus. Because one plant, glory to God, the seed, others water. Sometimes we got to be planting and replanting, but the main thing it is water and water and water and nurture and nurture and nurture, believing, glory to God, that great things is coming and change even for those ones that are in our families and around us and even that we know them backslid, that you said you're married to the backslider. They will come back in and give their lives to the Lord. Oh, as many of us, glory to God, among us, that the enemy has attacked bodies and attacked families. But God, this too shall pass. We believe it as we continue to stand together and pray. We believe in the miraculous miracles going to take place, that God will have his way in the name of us as we keep speaking and decreeing and declaring what you say. Thank you again for the power of your anointing and the prayer, and God, for changing our hearts as we yield and avail ourselves to you. And glory to God, give our mindset to get in your word, let your word get in and work some things out in us that we can be true to your word and know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus and nothing without him. Oh, God, I quote a shot. Thank you for your amazing grace. Wonderful God, you are in Jesus' name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Ah, Lord, bless the Lord. As we get ready to open this line, we bind Satan up in all his cohorts and command him to be loose from his assignment and go back to the dry places from whence he came. And we loose God's anointing that his will be done and the manifestation of his power come forth in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to open up with Prophet Bird. Then we have the Prophet Bird. We're going to be Mother Willette, Mother Alexander. Praise God. Trying to see who that. Brother Black and Mother McCormick. And after that, Pastor Sims. I see that she's on too. So in that order, we're going to start with Pastor Bird. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Father, we enter your gates with praise, God. We thank you for thankful hearts as we come together tonight so that your name will be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we know if you be lifted from the earth, God, that you will bring all into the knowledge of who you are and peace. So, Father God, we just praise you tonight. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, for what you've done for us individually today. You woke us up, God, with sound mind. You gave us peace. We thank you, Father God, that we are here whole and delivered by your power. We thank you for a sound mind. We thank you, God, that mind that be in Christ Jesus also reside in us. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, God, that lives within us, that will lead, guide, and direct us into all knowledge for you, and all knowledge and all truth for your name's sake. So we honor you tonight, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone up in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the prayer warriors as we gather on this line tonight, Father God. I pray that every need we have be met in you. God, we are all individuals and we are all in different places. We have all have different things that's going on. So, God, as we pray one for another, dear God, that all our prayers be answered, we pray and know, Father God, that you came to set the captive free. And, God, that means of everything that's not of you, regulating our mind, God, touching our frail bodies, God, and bringing healing to our bodies now. I come against every sickness and disease, Father God, that have touched our bodies as we come against high blood pressure. We come against blood disorders. We come against liver, lung, heart disease, kidney disease. We come against headaches and glaucoma. We come against everything, Father, that's not of you. We come against arthritis, God, and we ask that you touch and heal accordingly, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for that power, Father God. We come now, God, standing in the gap for those that don't know you. We pray, God, for that sinner. We pray for those, God, that have backslid. We pray in the name of Jesus that they'll come back to their first love. We're praying for those that were saved, God, and now they've gone back into the world. We're praying for your mercy and grace over them, God. We are praying, Father God, that you would deliver them and set them free and bring them back into the fold in Jesus' name. We're praying for those, God, that might not know you, who've never given their life over to you. We are praying now, God, that you would send some sister and brother or some preach word or some word that they hear, God, that will draw them to you, that they might be saved in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we give them to you because you said, how can a man come, God, unless you first bid him to come? So we are praying for those tonight, God. And, God, I lift up the body of Christ, your people, those that are called by your name, Father, those, Father God, who have backslid, those, Father God, that's doing their own thing, those even, God, that's listening to teachings not of you. I pray, Father, that in these last days that we will not lend our ears, God, just to be tickled, but we will stay constantly committed to you, that we will stay hooked up to you, stay connected to you, Father, and we will be those sheep, Father God, that will hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I'm praying that we're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. I pray, Father God, that we just not be hearers of the word, but we'll be doers of the word. I am praying, Father God, that we just won't listen to anything and everything. But I'm praying, Father God, when truth comes, we will embrace it. But not only that, God, our lives will be changed by that power of your word. And, Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name, that we not just be hearers, but also we be doers. God, because we just might be the only Bible that people will see. So help our lives, God, to line up with your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, help us not to make idol of men. God, but our focus going to be on you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that called us, the one that created us, the one that died for us. Help us, Father God, to know the different. We are to love our leaders. God, we are to honor them. But, God, we are not to make idol of men and women, Father God, because when they fall, we fall. But help us to be so strong in these last days, Father God, that we will hear the truth and that the truth will set us free. We are praying for those men and women, God, all over the world, that you've given platforms. Help them, God, those that's falling back, those now that got new teaching, all of a sudden they got new revelations. All of a sudden, God, they're changing the word of truth into what they think. I pray for them, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you open their ears to hear truth. I pray in the name of Jesus that their eyes will be open, Father God, and that they will not put more trust in themselves than they're putting in you. I'm praying, Father God, that they will come back, hallelujah, from where they started from those that started out in a just small congregation that you have elevated and you put them over many, dear God. Bring them back so that they can teach and preach the unadulterated word of God so that men and women can hear and be changed, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, they're your people, God. Hallelujah. You called them, and you'll be the one that corrects them. But until that time, we pray for them. We pray for their strength. We pray for their deliverance, dear God, because we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. So we come against Satan and all the traps and snares and falsehood, God, that he has put in place for your people. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us to see out of our spiritual eyes, God, and not be pulled in by seducing spirits, Father God, not to be pulled in by envy and jealousy, and not to be pulled in by covenant spirits. I want to be like them. I want to have what they got. But help us, Father, to keep ourselves pure and clean and innocent before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that we've all sinned and come short of your glory. So we ask you tonight, God, to forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we do pray for those in these last weeks, God, that have been terrified, God, by the snow and by water, God. But you said these things is going to come. So, God, we are praying for the destruction that came, Father God, that you help those people to build again. We're thanking you for the lives that you saved. We know that there was many, Father God, that lost their lives, but we just want to thank you for the many that didn't, dear God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father, for how you provided. We ask that you continue to watch over them and keep them and provide shelter and food and water for those, God, who are destitute today because they've lost everything. But help them, Father, to draw nigh to you as you will draw near to them. Help them to pray without ceasing. And help them to know, Father God, that you said you would never leave nor forsake them. So we lift those people up to you. We lift up Jerusalem to you tonight, God, that they're still fighting wars, that being involved, God. But we are praying, Father God, we are praying that there's going to be an awakening among those people, Father God, that they're going to come back to their first love, that they're going to be saved out of what looked like a mess and chaos, God. We are praying for that city to be strong because, God, we know that you are fighting for them. They're not in this thing alone. And, Father God, we are praying that they will not get in a place where the enemy will overtake them. So, God, we're thanking you for keeping them safe. We thank you, God, for the people that's going to come in. We're thanking you, Father God, for the lives that saved, Father God. And we pray for those families that have lost loved ones. So, God, we just thank you tonight. Hallelujah for the children, God. We thank you for this next generation that coming up and the generation after them. We are praying, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they will get stronger and stronger. Because, God, we know that they are messing with devils that we didn't even see. Spirits, Father God, that's coming against them to destroy the seed. But, God, we know that you're still in charge. So we're praying for these young people. We are praying, Father God, that you're going to raise up men and women who will know exactly how to reach him, Father God, who will know how to turn him around. Because, God, we know except for your mercy and your grace, it could have been one of us on drugs and alcohol and got caught up in homosexuality and all of that stuff. But because of your love, because, God, you just had us hid, because not because of, we've been so good, God, but because of mercy and grace, you saved us. And we believe because you saved us, you can save this generation also. We thank you for that remnant, God, that you're raising up in these last days, Father God, that will come forth and that will speak the word of truth. And many, Father God, will be saved in the name of Jesus. And God, we do thank you tonight, even for those in our families that are suffering. I want to lift up my sister Annie to you tonight. God, she's a woman that loves you. She's in your hands, Father God. And I know that she's going through this sickness, through this transition, but I'm asking you to give her peace, Father God. I'm asking that you touch her body where confusion is, God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you give her peace and rest now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for her children, God, during the struggle, during this time. I am praying, God, that when her day comes, because I know you can raise her up if you want to, God, you can bring her back to where she was if you want to. But, God, whatever your will is, help us, God, to come in and just pray one for another, to be there for her. But, God, most of all, I'm praying for her comfort tonight now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for a sound mind, and I come against Satan and all of his tricks as he warned against her mind as well as her body now, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on her, God. She is your servant. So I lift her up to you tonight, and I pray for my sisters, God, as we go through different things in our bodies. But we know you're a healer. We know you'll never leave nor forsake us. So I just want to thank you, God, for providing for us. I want to thank you for healing us. I want to thank you for watching over us. I want to thank you for taking care of us. Most of all, I want to thank you for saving us. So, Father, we do honor you tonight. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Thanking you for who you are and all that you do. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Father God, in that precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much for being the true and living God. Thank you for being a God who is for us, hallelujah, who loves us, hallelujah, who's working things out for our good, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, that you are yet the I am that I am. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You are God and you change not. Praise be unto your name. Father, I just want to pause and say thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God, for the precious good report we heard regarding Brother Bird, who had got the diagnosis of cancer, and they went back, praise God, and they had found 30-something places where the cancer was, and when they went back and did another scan after some treatment, praise God, there was no cancer found in his body. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Only you, Heavenly Father, only you get the glory because, hallelujah, had it not been you, Lord God, who says, nope, cancer, you're not going to prosper against Brother Reese. I thank you so much, hallelujah, for your divine deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, that you are yet the great I am who is the healer. Glory be to God. We thank you for what, hallelujah, you helped the doctors to be able to do, but we know that you are the healer, and we thank you so much, just so much at appreciation of what you're doing in this season, thanking you for every miracle that you've already performed, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, glory be to God. Father, in that name that's above every name, I thank you for the prayers that we've already heard, and I'm in agreement and touching and agree with those special needs that have been lifted up already, praise God. And we're praying, Lord God, hallelujah, that you hear the request. And as your word says, praise God, hallelujah, in Mark, praise God, Matthew 7 and 7, Acts, and it will be given you. That's just the first part of verse 7 in Matthew, praise God. Matthew 7, 7, A, I'll call it 7A, Acts, and it will be given you. And I thank you for your word in Mark 11 that says, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. I was talking to Sister Alexander this evening, praise God, and I said, faith moves God. So, Father God, we thank you for your word, hallelujah, that Jesus said, hallelujah, to have faith in God. And then he said in verse 23, praise God, that's Mark 11, praise God, surely I say unto you, whosoever say to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, you can't be doubting, but believe that those things that he say will be done, Jesus said he will have whatever he say. Glory be to God. And verse 24 says, therefore, Jesus said it again, just in case you didn't hear him, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So I thank you for the power of your word, because your word is powerful, Father God. And when you pray believing that you're going to receive, and you're praying according to what God's word says regarding the situation, you can expect things to change. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can trust you. Lord God, sometimes we mess up and sometimes we miss it. We don't get it right all the time, but we can have confidence, assurance, and Lord God, we can know that, praise God, what you say in your word, it is so, hallelujah, and it shall do what exactly what you say, because you are the living God, hallelujah, and you back up your word, I'll say it like that. So, Father God, I thank you so much. I bless you. I praise you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for mercy this evening, Lord God. I ask for mercy, special mercy on those who think that there is no hope. The enemy has deceived them. He's deceived them in such a way. So I bind up that spirit of deception that are got people thinking that they're in a fix. They're in a bad fix and there's no hope for them. The devil is a liar, because the I am that I am is yet on the throne. God, you're still on the throne. And as long as you're on the throne, there is hope, glory be to God. I pray that those who have been deceived into thinking that there's no help or no hope for them, I pray that they're willing to accept your help, Father God, because there is hope, hallelujah. There is a cure, and his name is Jesus. But we've got to be willing to trust you and take you at your word, and put our faith, even a mustard seed. Mustard seed ain't a whole big giant amount of faith. But if we could just apply the faith that you've given us, and you've given all of us a measure of faith. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that people will begin to, Lord God, hear what thus saith the word of God and get in agreement with your word and choose to allow you to help them. Hallelujah. They may not listen to me, but I pray, Father God, you put someone in their path and let the Holy Ghost wake them up to begin to trust you, Father God, and ask you for help. I believe with all my mind, heart, and spirit that if a person really wants help out of the situation that they're in, they can get it, but they're going to have to come, hallelujah, believing, and they have to come and ask you for that help, Father God. And I believe when we are sincere, the Bible says, praise God, hallelujah, you hear the prayers of the righteous, praise God, but you hear their prayer if they are sincere and come before you and needing your help. You will help them in Jesus' name. So I pray, Lord God, that those who feel that they are, Lord God, helpless or hopeless, I pray that you'll wake them up to be able to say, Lord, help me. The blind man said, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Just that's a small prayer, but they were sincere, praise God. and needing the Lord's help and you help. Thank you, Father God, for letting us know that. Father God, we pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are having mind trouble, Lord God. They may be dealing with this bipolar, schizophrenic, Alzheimer's, dementia. God, we bind up that demon of deception, making them believe that they've got to stay in that fix. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, he's already dealt with every mind disorder, just like he's already dealt with every sickness, because he bore our sins and took our sicknesses upon his body on that tree. Glory be to God. There's somebody say Golgotha Hill when he went and sacrificed his life so that we could be not only saved, hallelujah, from a grave, but God also, Lord God, delivered from sicknesses and diseases. So with his stripes, we're already healed. We just have to learn how to receive what you've already provided for us. Ask and you shall receive. That's what Matthew 7:7 says, glory be to God. So we ask you, Lord God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in, or those that may be at the hospitals and need special help, and maybe psychiatric facilities or nursing homes, Lord God, even maybe at home, Lord God, and remember the caretakers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are so good. You don't leave anybody out. We pray for people everywhere in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up our children now, Lord God, praying, Lord God, that, Lord God, they do not listen to that dark one, but they'll listen to what's right and choose. Lord God, we bind up that demon of disobedience and demon of rebellion in Christ Jesus' name. We bind those spirits because you told us in Matthew, praise God, 18th chapter, praise God, whatever we bind here, you're binding in heaven in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. And some of these people are just stubborn, and we rebuke that demon of stubbornness in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, against, I touch and agree, I heard, I believe, Prophet Bird praying against these headaches, and I pray against the depression and these abnormal growth, and we yet speak that cancer is a thing of the past because it's all under the blood of Jesus, and with your stripes we're already healed from that in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for the power of your word. God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray for the born-again believers. I pray for people all over the world, our friends, our neighbors, Lord God, our nation, our leaders, Lord God, our military, in Christ Jesus' name, our legislators, the ones making the laws. We pray that people will start doing what's right. Oh, God, and a lot of them need help because the devil have hoodwinked them so much until they don't know what's up. They'll say something's up when it's really down. God, deliver. We pray for a divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. We ask you for your mercy. We thank you so much for what you're doing in this season, in this hour, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to continue to seek you, because your word says, seek you, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I've remembered Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. The word of the Lord is our delight. Glory be to God. In it we should meditate day and night. That's what's going to save your life, is the word. God, we need more of your word, and I pray that I get more in your word in Jesus' name, and I thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our families now, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our Lord God, we pray for parents, Lord God. We pray for the judicial system. We pray for the police, Lord God. We pray that people start treating people and doing people right. And I had to say the other day, Lord God, you heard me say I'll place a guard over my mouth so I'll speak those things that build up and not things that tear down. I want to speak those things that bring about praise, Lord God, to you. And I thank you, Lord God. When we are the people of God that we're supposed to be, somebody's going to see the light, the illumination, Lord God, and they're going to say, that person is different. Oh, glory be to God. Had somebody at church tell me that yesterday. And I just thank you, Lord God, because they're seeing something. Sometimes we're not paying attention, but somebody's seeing something in you, and they realize that that's the light. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we give you the glory for that, Lord God. We praise you, and we honor you. Thank you, Lord God, for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to realize we can't hold bitterness and unforgiveness in our heart and expect to come before your presence and get anything, because our heart's got to be right. You said, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hands and he that has a pure heart, Lord God. I thank you so much for what you're doing in this season. I thank you for healing the sick. I thank you for, Lord God, just putting in the hearts of those that would give, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would govern and order our steps every single day. Let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede on our behalf, because sometimes we know not what all to pray for. There's so much to pray about. But, God, we need your help. We pray for this election that's coming up in November. We're praying that a person that is going to try their best to do what's right. And we bind up the wickedness and evil right now. We cancel all these things that trying to come against even our whole nation. We plead the blood, and we render it powerless. We thank you for Luke 10 and 19, where you give us authority, Lord God, so we can say something and we can expect some things to happen. So, yes, there's some things that can turn around. And we thank you that the devil shall not win in our family lives. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, he shall not win. And I thank you for what you said in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love you, who are the call according to your purpose. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing. I lift up the leaders in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for Apostle Prophet Bird in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lift her up, Prophet Bird. I pray for her. I pray for Minister BJ, praise God, and her family. I pray for Apostle Burton, praise God, hallelujah. Pastor Sims, praise God, Sister Alexander, Brother Black, Sister McCormick, praise God, Sister Rachel, Sister Laura. Every person, Lord God, that's on this line, somebody may not even say anything, but we lift them up and we pray that all their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. And thank you, Father God, that we have a God that we can come to, and your line is never busy. You have an open door policy, and we can come to you anytime, and we can find help, Lord God. We give you glory this evening. We bless you, and we praise you. I love you, Lord. Thank you again for your miracles that you're doing. Thank you, Father, for saving Brother Beard's life and letting him, Brother Bird's life, and delivering him from that cancer in Jesus' name. You are a mighty God. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation that what we prayed, it's already done. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you're the only one can do this, Lord God. You gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. You also gave us a healthy body, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to thank you and just glorify you and you alone. These disease and sickness that attack the body, Lord, we binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in Jesus' name. Lord, we claim victory over anything that the enemy come against the body with. We claim victory over it, Lord God, because, Father, your word tell us, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We are healed. Help us, Lord, to receive our healing and stand boldly on it in the name of Jesus, because your word never fails us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, you gave us your word. You said in Matthew 18:18, whatever we bind here on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose here on earth is loose in heaven. So, Lord, we binding up anything. everything that enemy come against us with. We binding it up. We are not receiving nothing, Lord God, because your promises is what keep us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we so thankful for you, Lord God, because you is the God that heal. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that if you said it, that's it. We don't need to guess and spell. Stand faithful and speak against that foul spirit that come against your body. Because, Lord, your promises is everlasting. Your words stand, Lord God. Nothing is more powerful than your word, Lord God. Supposed to stand faithful on your promises, Heavenly Father. Because we know that you're a God that nothing is impossible for you. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over the fatherless sons, oh God. Watching over and keeping a hedge around them, Lord God, because only you can do it. And, Lord, you promise in the word. You said you execute judgment for the fatherless. Regardless what come against them, Father God, we standing in the gap, Heavenly Father, because your word said it, Lord, we believe it. That you are the only one that watched over our sons and daughters, Lord, and can keep them from evil, Lord God. So, Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, wherever they are, Lord God, that you have a home around them, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we pray for our grands and great-grands, Lord, not just always alone, but all great-grands and grands, Lord, that sisters and brothers is standing in the gap for, Lord God. We touching in agreement with them and that, Lord God, for our grands and our great-grands. And, Lord God, keep a hedge around them. Strengthen them, Lord, that they're able to stand faithful against the wiles of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us to be faithful no matter what we see, Lord God. Be faithful to your word, Lord God, because you don't make mistakes, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray for our president and our vice president, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen our president, Lord God, that he continue to stand, Lord God, because we know nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And your word tell us, if we pray. So I believe, Lord, prayer is the key for everything, regardless what it looks like. We know you can fix it, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. We pray for brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen them, continue to let them come to see, Lord, that you are the God that can keep them, Lord. Regardless what the enemy come with, stand faithful on your promises, Lord God. Help us to walk this walk of faith without mumbling, Lord God, and without stumbling, Lord God. Just stand, regardless how bad it looks, stand, because you're not a God that will fail us. Your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, we know prayer is the key for all things, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, you gave us the power to bind things here on earth. So I come against any type of disease, cancer, blood pressure, any kind. Binding it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I have two sisters in the church body, Lord God, that this foul spirit is come attacking them, Lord God. But, Lord, we binding them up in the name of Jesus and cast this foul spirit back to the pit of hell where it belongs. This cancer and this high blood pressure and this mind unregulated. Lord, we know that you gave us a sound mind. And so, God, I believe in the name of Jesus that we speak against this false spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. And we thanking you for being a healer, Lord God, a deliverer, Lord God, a provider, Lord God, because there's none can do what you can do, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we give you glory and praise, Lord. Continue to strengthen your pastors, Father God. Let them continue to stand strong against that foul spirit that come against the body, Lord God. We know that your word said, if we pray. So, Father God, you already done it all, Father God. Help us to stand faithful regardless what we see, knowing that you never let us down. Because you're a God and more than enough, Heavenly Father. Your promises never fail us, Lord God. Continue to keep us, Lord God. Continue to help us to stand faithful and to be bold soldiers, Lord God. Because your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. And we know that your promises tell us, Lord, ask. and believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, I believe, Lord God, when I stand before you, I believe in the mighty name of Jesus that whatever we ask, Lord God, we receive it, Father God. Help us to know who we are in Christ, knowing that he'll never forsake us, knowing that no matter what is going on, faithfully stand on his word. Because, Lord, you are a God that hears every cry, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Because we know that you are the same God that hands our forefather, Lord God, when Moses cried out to you, Lord God. And you have never changed, Lord God. Men change, but not our Heavenly Father. He said, ask, and he said, believe. And we believe, Father God, that whatever we ask, Heavenly Father, you hear us. Help us to be faithful in our asking and calling on you, Lord God. Help us to be faithful to bind that foul spirit up because you gave us authority here on earth, Lord. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. You didn't say whatever you bind. You gave us that as authority, Heavenly Father. That authority was given to us. So, Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being a deliverer, Lord. I thank you for being a healer, Lord. I thank you for being a provider, Lord. And Lord God, you're the only one can do it, Heavenly Father. And we know that your promises is real, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask for finance blessing in every area, Lord God. We ask for debt cancellation in every area, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you see it all and you know it all, Father God. We don't even to open our mouth. You already know, but you just want to hear our voice asking you. And Lord, we just thankful to you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, the pastor, Lord God. And continue to keep our Lord God, strengthen our Lord God. Lord, you know every need she have, Lord, that you know every need each and every one of us have. But we know that you is a God that answer prayer. That's why we come before you, Lord, day and night. Because you are the only answer for us, Lord. And Lord, we give you glory and we give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, we know that's already met. Because according to your word, you say every need has been met. Help us to be faithful and stand boldly, Lord God. Don't give the enemy no place. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Brother Black is still on. Mother McCormick, if Brother Black is on, answer you, go ahead and come, and then hopefully you'll come back on.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have already prayed ahead of us. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on each and every one on tonight. Father, we know that you know our hearts and our minds. We know, God, that you is a God that sits high, a God that sees, and a God that knows all things. And Lord, we just ask you to look down on the world on tonight, Lord God. We pray that you touch people everywhere, God. Because, God, when we look around and we see all the things that's going on with God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to help us all to come forth out of whatever situation that we might be going through. Help us to keep our focus and our trust in you, Lord God. Help us to realize that you said that all our help comes from you on tonight. And whatever we need, God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need. So, God, we just ask you right now, Lord, to look on mankind all over the world. We thank you, Lord God, for our sisters that's already prayed, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that as we continue to touch and agree, Lord God, and just believe, God, that whatever the things that they have already said and whatever what we say ourselves, that you will be the one, God, that turns things around, Father. That we'll be able, Lord God, to where the word of God's word. Well, one or two touching and agree that he would be in the midst, Lord God. So, God, help us to stay in the midst. Help us to stay connected, Lord God, that we'll be able, Lord, to bind up the hand of the devil and the enemy or whatever the problem that might be going on in this world, Father, because we know, God, that you is a God that see things under the covers, Lord God. You know how to pull things from under the cover that may be hidden. And so, God, we pray in your name, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will open up our blinded eyes and help us to see, Lord God. Help us to realize, God, that you knows what we need before we even ask. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning and you started us on a brand new day that we never seen before. Nothing so great or good that we've done, but nothing but just your grace and mercy that have brought us through, Lord God, realizing that the word of God said, let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we'll reap if we stay not. So help us not to be weary as going through. Help us not to give up. Help us to keep the strength to go on. And we know, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, Father, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God, because your word tells us in Matthew 6:33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So, God, help us to put you first. As we wake up in the morning, as we lie in the bed sometime, before we even get out of bed, Lord God, help us to always have a prayer to pray about, pray for someone, or just pray about the world, or pray about just when you lay there. Sometimes you can be laying in the bed and everything is so quiet. And so, God, help us, Lord God, to realize, God, that it's you, Lord, that have made us and not us ourselves. We are your people. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for making us one day, for letting us know that you was the one that seen us before we were even seen in our mother womb. You knew what we was going to be. You knew all about us, Heavenly Father. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, we pray right now because your word tells you, you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. You sent your word. You spoke the word. A long time ago, you spoke that word. And so, God, we know that word is just like a seed, and that word is being planted, and it's being planted. When we step out in the world and we go around and we go to different places to talk to someone about that word, we are planting seeds. And we don't know how the seed go to cover. We don't know how it's going to be produced. But we know, God, we are planting seeds, and we know, God, that you are the one that's going to bring it forth, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the seeds of your word, that when we out and about, that we can speak those words. We can speak those things as though they were. We can declare these things, Lord God. We can always look to you, Lord God, because you said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, and know that all our help comes from you, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We pray for the President of the United States. We pray for the law enforcement. We pray for Vice President. We pray, Lord God, for all the things that's going on in the world with people that have lost their loved ones. So many have lost their loved ones. So many is still grieving and thinking about their loved ones. But, God, encourage their heart, God. Let them know, Lord God, if they only just trust you, Lord God, if they only look to you and just believe you, Lord God, that you are the only one that can calm them. You're the only one that can help them to get over. They may not get over, but help them to be more stronger than they ever been before. So, God, we know it's the word of God. It's the word of God that's going to help us. And when the enemy tried to come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And when that word is in us, when that thought comes in our mind, the word of God said we can cast down those imagination when those things come in our thought life. So, Heavenly Father, I pray on tonight, Lord God, for all those that's struggling and all those that's going through, all the sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord God, because there's so many are yet going through different kind of problems or sickness in their body and just don't know when the thing is going to be released from them. But let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you said 2,000 years ago, you said by your stripes that we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. You did it 2,000 years. So it's done. It's a done deal. It's already finished. All we got to do is trust you and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways of knowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Help us to have the mind of Christ. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to realize this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Help us to realize, Heavenly Father, that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So help us, God, as we walk this journey, we can look to you, Lord. We can keep calling on your name. We can believe in you, Lord, because you told us also in the word of God. You said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people. You sent your word. You gave us that authority. We can speak that word. We can speak those things as though the word. We can declare these things. And so, God, we thank you, Lord. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for those people that's out there, people shooting and killing and running into houses and running into doing and buildings and different things, so many different things that's going on in the world where people's mind is just confused about different things. But help us, God, as saints of God, help us to learn how to pray for them. Help us to learn how to pray for these people, that things will be changed and things will be different, that people's eyes will come open, that they will realize there is a God that knows it all. He knows it all, and he knows what's in under the covers, and he will one day pull the covers. He will open doors and make ways, and he will do it. And so, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. I pray for the family, Lord God. I pray for all the families that connection to the prayer line on tonight, all the family. I pray for Pastor Hubbard family, Lord God. I pray for our apostle family, and I pray for a prophet family, Lord God, Minister Willett family, Pastor Mother Alexander family, Pastor Steele's family. I pray for Brother Light family. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for Rachel family and Laura. I ask you to look down on Minister Brunner's family. Touch us all, Lord God, because we all need you in a day and time like this. So many different things are happening. So many things are going on. But we know if we can just hold on and just wait on you, Lord, we know, God, that you will come. You will work out situation when it looks like it can't be done. When we don't know which way to go, we can always come to the throne of grace. We can always come to you. Call on your name, because you are a God that's able to work all things out for our good. So, God, we just thank you tonight, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for my family tonight. We pray for each and every one of them. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us to see our fault at times. And when we fall short, God, help us, Lord God, to get it right. Help us to get our life right, that we will have that light, that shine, that men can see the Jesus in our life. We don't want to be just out here or just passing the air and let the air fly on us or whatever. We don't want to be walking around just doing nothing. We want to be real at what we do, because you gave us authority to do things, and we want to be real at what we do. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing, and we ask you, Lord, to keep us, Lord God. Keep us as we walk this journey, and we pray, Lord God, for Israel, Lord God. We ask you to look on those countries, Lord God, where a lot of people are being killed and a lot of things are being happened. We ask you to look on them on tonight, Lord God. We love you, Father. We appreciate you, and we ask you to continue to keep us as we all go through our trials and tribulations. Help us to stand and stand firm. Realize, Heavenly Father God, it may look like things ain't being worked out, but we know the devil is a liar. We know, God, that you're working underground and you're working things out. You're doing some things that we don't even know. You're turning some things around that we can't even see. And so, God, we just give you the glory for it right now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Evidently, I might have to call Brother Black, but in the meantime, Mother, Pastor Sims, you were next, and if he doesn't come up after that, we'll have Sister Rachel to pray, and then we're going to take our prayer request.
All right, then. Mother, Pastor Sims.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you again tonight. Father, we ask you to teach us how to pray, what to pray for, Lord. It's a needy time, Father. There's so much going on. We thank you, Father, for all of the good things. And, Father, because we know you have a plan for our lives, we thank you for those things that you've given us, Father, because you've taken us to a certain point, a certain end. You said you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And if we can help us, Lord, to cling to the word, we lift you up tonight, Lord, because you're such an awesome and a powerful and a mighty God. So we lift you up, Lord. We want to lift you up that men and women, boys and girls all over the land and country, and those that we meet every day on the streets or wherever, in the stores or whatever, would recognize the God in us, Lord, and they would cry out, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out anymore. I know it's something more in life than this. Father, we praise your name. We give glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to please come into our lives, every one of us, even more. More and more, draw us closer to you, Lord, that we would be about the kingdom work, that we would be able to love like Jesus loved. As he said, for God so loved the world that he gave, Father, that we'd be able to give to the kingdom and to one another, Lord, if we see a brother or sister in need. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the bereaved families everywhere, so many of them. Father, I pray for those three soldiers that this weekend, three young people that was killed over in the back and overseas. And Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to be with their families. Stretch out your mighty hand, Father, and bring peace out of the confusion of this whole world, Lord. And that in the political arena, Father, that you send people that love you and will be obedient to your word no matter what. There's so many opinions. And Father, we come against and we want to pray for that AI that is advancing in the world, Lord, that it's not a good thing. And Father, if you don't let it take over, let us pray that AI won't come into our lives and take over and turn this world upside down, tipsy-turvy, like it's doing already in some areas. And they're leaning more and more toward it, Father, we pray against that and any other coming on the scene that is not like you. Father, we realize that the homosexuals are taking over and they're not like they used to be in the closet. They're all over the place and they're getting upset with other people who don't allow them to come and take over in the churches and everything. Father, we just need you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you grace, Lord. We accept your grace, Father, and help us to be able to stand strong no matter what. So many beautiful prayers, so many powerful prayers have been prayed already. And I come in agreement with every one of them, Father. And we say, thank you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and unrighteous deeds. Help us, Lord, that we will grow closer to you day by day, Father. And if you allow our life to continue, Father, that as long as we live, we'll grow stronger in your word and we'll be able to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to all mankind, Father. Not just what we say, Lord. It's the atmosphere around us and, Father, what we do. Somebody's watching. So, Father, help us to hold up and hold out. Father, we pray for the elderly. We pray for the abused people all over the land and country, little children, men and women, boys and girls that are in situations that they can't help themselves. But, Father, we know that you can. And Lord, we love you. We praise you. We lift your name on high. Continue, Lord, to bless this prayer line. Pastor BJ, her family, and every other person that's been on this line, who's on this line, and who will come on this line, that they'll be able to be a witness of your great glory and the love that you've shown us. The love that you have shown us, let us show to others. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord. Father, if there's anything that I need to say that I didn't say, Lord, you know what's in my heart. And I thank you. I praise you. I give you honor and glory. And I ask these prayers in the strong, mighty, awesome name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Jesus. Bless God. I didn't get Brother Black just now, so I'm going to get ready to open the line for Sister Rachel. I mean, not Rachel. That's Laura's number. I don't know if Rachel's on the line with her or not. But just one moment. Oh, the screen went off, so I had to turn back around and try to get it back on. Oh, my goodness, come on. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give glory and honor and still bless you for all the prayers that went forth. And pray that our system accidentally hit the phone line and knocked it offline. But God, I bless you today, and I thank you, Lord, to God, for your loving kindness, mercy, and grace. We pray, Lord, that you are blessed. That things will come back online in the name of Jesus. If I can't get it to come back up, we're going to go ahead and get our, wait a minute, let's try this one more time. Praise your name, Jesus. Hold on, my sister. He is still so faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. All right. Miss Rachel, is this Laura on the line or Rachel? Sometimes I share the phone. Is this you, Laura?
Laura.
Oh, okay, then. It's Laura. I see your mama. Both of y'all together?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then you go ahead and pray, darling. Then we're going to take out prayer request.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I give you the glory and the honor, Father. Father, I come in agreement, Father, with every prayer that's already been prayed, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to please forgive me for all my sins, omission, commission, sins, every idle word, every thought, not pleasing in your sight, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, you are the true living God, and there's none like you and no one before you, Father. Yes, to your will and to your ways, Father. Father, you are the reason why we live and move and have our being, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for clean air, Lord God. I thank you for clean water, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for clean food, Lord God. Lord God, those who don't have those things, Lord God, Lord, I know you're able, Lord God, for them to get those things that they need, Lord God. For God, you said that you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Father. Father, you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Father, those that are sick, Father, I ask that you heal their bodies by your stripes. They are healed, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, strengthen us, Father, where we are weakened, Lord God. Lord God, raise us back up, Lord God, where we have been torn down, Lord God. Lord, heal every hurt, every wound, Lord God, every scar, Lord God. Lord God, heal the people from church hurt, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, sometimes we say things and we shouldn't be saying them, Lord, and don't realize that we've hurt somebody, Lord God. But, Lord, as soon as we realize that we've hurt somebody, Lord God, help us to go back to that person and apologize, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you to look on the president, Lord God, the vice president, Lord God. Help them to make the right decisions, Lord God. Lord God, lead and guide, Lord God. Be with our military, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, look on Israel, Lord God. Lord God, you know what they stand in need of, Lord God. They are your people, God. And I thank you and I praise you, God. Father, I thank you for healing Brother Bird's body, Lord God. You are such an awesome God, and I give you the glory and the honor, God. What wonderful news, God. I don't even know him, Lord God, but he is my brother. And I tell you, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Father. Father God, keep us all covered with your blood, Father, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Father, open up the windows of heaven, pour out may the blessing that your people don't have room enough to receive, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, bless Pastor BJ, Lord God, and everybody on this prayer line. Lord God, you know the petitions that have been put before you, Lord God. Father, I know you're able to do any and everything but fail. There's nothing too hard for you. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than any situation, any problem we come up against. You're bigger. You're stronger, God. Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. And, Father, as we come before you now, we're going to put in a prayer request for our brother Black, because his line was on the phone, and now I see it dropped off and I tried to call. And so we don't know what's going on the other end. It could be physical. It could be something going on with the lines. But whatever it is, we pray, glory to God, even for his attempt to come on. You touch his body, touch his mind, whatever hindrances or whatever things that cause any interference on the other end. We ask you, Lord, to bless and touch and minister and move and encourage his heart to continue to stand and let God's will be done in his life. And we pray right now, glory to God, for commonly this brother on her father's side that's in New York. His name is Sean, and we speak in life to him and speaking, God, a change of life too as well from his lifestyle, but most of all, the attack on his body now. God, we are praying for mercy and give another chance in Jesus' name. Pray for her as she continues to bless and allow the Lord to release things off of her heart as she's standing and drawing nigh to the Lord and getting closer in ministry, in that ministry at her church, and praying for all of our children. And even whatever progress we see our brothers and sisters are making and celebrating, like my sister just said, of our brother Bird. God, we just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the vessels that's on the line, that some have been attacked by their bodies, but still yet they came online and kept pressing even through the attacks on his body, on their bodies, as well as myself. And we're still going to continue to pray. I pray and make a request, glory to God, for this thyroid nodule that grew some more, that it ceased. But in the meantime, we're believing for it being benign. It's got to still get that done and some other things. But God, we're standing on the word of God, believing God. You said in your words that pray one for another. We know what your word says about by your stripes we were healed. But you also told us, glory to God, to lay hands on the sick. You told us, speak a word and you steal whatever, because we know you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. So even with the attacks, we're standing on your word that the enemy is going to loose his hold off of our bodies, because we know in the name of Jesus, people in the world don't understand when they're saying, oh, you know, I'm not sick, I'm not this, your arm broke. And you say, oh, no, I'm not claiming it. Oh, you know your arm broke, but we know, glory to God, we know we believe in God for that divine touch and healing. So in the midst of the attack, we bind the thief up from coming against these bodies and these minds and whatever, and believe in God for his word to go out to heal and to for us to be used as vessels, as you use our instruments too, as well, for those things to come up. But we decree what God's word says and know the thief got to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you and I bless you. You're going to get some of us to the point. Well, even just passing by, speaking a word, or even like with Peter, his shadow, glory to God, healing people. God, we don't know how you want to do it or what you want to do, or either just one morning waking up and everything changes because of prayers that already went forth. God, we're just thanking you for your mercy and your grace. Help us to keep the faith and the joy and the peace with it in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the report of those that are on the line that's already spoken of their, glory to God, times that God done blessed, how he then moved and touched their bodies. Lord, help us all. And God, I bless you tonight, and I pray for each one of these prayer warriors. Continue to keep them healed and whole and built up and strengthened and encouraged and with the joy and the peace of God, using the authority and the power that you've given them to go forward in Jesus' name. And angels being encamped and covered under the blood and releasing some finances and counseling some debts in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Encouragement. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. At this time, we're going to take some the prayer requests of those over to God that need prayer or somebody that they're standing in the gap for. And we pray for Alicia and her husband, Scovity, on their travel. On their road, glory to God, for them 2 hours or three, 2 hours or whatever. Hopefully, it'll be over two tonight, getting back home from work. But bless God. Thank you, Jesus. And for good weather. All right, we're taking the request now. No one have any prayer requests tonight. Okay.
My cousin Elizabeth, she's at the hospital. She said that she was having heart palpitations, and I want y'all to pray for her.
Okay, then. All right, then. Mm-hmm. Mother McCormick. No, our mother. Yeah, go ahead, Mother McCormick, for cousin Elizabeth.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to look on Elizabeth right now, Father. God, we know that you see her heart and you see everything that's going on. And God, we know that you made it, Father God. And we ask you, God, in your name, Jesus, that we speak total, complete healing in her body right now. And we bind every spirit, every foul demon, everything that tries to come forth and healing her in any way. Because we know, God, that she's already healed, God. We know, God, that she's already your child, Lord God. And you know all about her, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Give her strength to go through, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to realize, God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave her nor forsake her. So we bind every spirit up, Lord, and we call it done right now. We call it completely done in the name of Jesus. And we realize, Heavenly Father God, without you, she can do nothing, but with you, she can do all things. So, God, we pray, Lord, that you put the angels around her right now while she's at that hospital, Lord God. And, God, we ask you to bring her out, doing good and being well right now in the name of Jesus. We declare total, complete healing on her in the name of Jesus. We declare that heart will beat right. There'll be anything wrong with it. When they go to test it or whatever, everything is going to be okay. And we put it all in your hands, God, because that's your job. And we speak it with your authority. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank
any
you.
Other requests? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor BJ, pray for the people who are having struggles with addictions, strongholds in the name of Jesus. And we're just going to, I'm praying that the people will begin to accept God's help in the name of Jesus. Those are addictions and strongholds in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now that we're in agreement with Mother Willette and all of others that are standing in gap. God, as we pray and bind the hand of the enemy with this stronghold and these foul spirits and these the addictions and these crutches that the enemy uses from hurt, pain, disappointment, or drugs, from the ones from the medical parts of it or the ones that they got off the streets or wherever, we plead the blood of Jesus against Satan and all his little cohorts. And even that he want to use that for a crutch and then destroy their lives, we plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying, open up their eyes and their ears and understanding, even glory to God, the pressure, the pain, the disappointment, everything else that the enemy has used. And even for those that started off just doing it, just glory to God, just for pleasure, and now they're hooked. Oh, we command that devil in the name of Jesus to loose his hold off of their minds, off of their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel the assignment, the enemy for destruction and to take lives and bring out the spirit of hopeless or helpless. I think they can't come out. And some that are the enemy using them and oppressing them to even continue to feed them over to God, that
negative information and so forth like this. And God, I'm praying that you even call some of them to come out from among some of the people that they are hanging around or being around so they can get the help. And God, those that may need the medical treatment of professionals as well as the spiritual, God, all parts can be used for the good. I'm praying, God, for those strongholds to come down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's lied to them and making them think they got to stay like that or thinking there's no way out, we plead the blood of Jesus. I'm praying that open their ears, pop their ears so they can open and hear truth. So to go over to God and even looking at other situations, some may be oppressed even for continuous in it after they seeing some of their friends go over to God or other people dying, but that stronghold is so gripped them so hard that they can't seem to break free. But we know a God that can do all things. There's nothing too hard for him. So as we pray and touch and agree, we're believing for a change in life, transformation, that the word will penetrate. People will come in that pathway. Help will come, professional as well as the spiritual. And we thank you, Lord God, for doing it. And we thank you for the reports that's going to come back where we're hearing people being free of these addictions. And glory to God, they'll be able to receive God's word and receive truth. And God can fill them up with his word and his spirit. And they'll find themselves, glory to God, coming back to their families or coming back in alignment to get back to school or get back to work or either just coming back to themselves to have the right mindset in the name of Jesus and being able to help somebody else come out from that kind of situations and circumstances that will have them locked down like they're in prison. God, so we thank you for them being free, and whom you say the sun set free is free indeed. So we believe in you, God, that you'll make them strong enough and have a good support system that they will not return back to that lifestyle in the name of Jesus. And even some of the believers that have turned away and gotten caught up in some things too, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Even some of the sexual seducing spirits that have gotten hold of them while all of this is going on and stealing and murdering and doing other things, that some of these things have caused their minds to be twisted to feel like I gotta have this thing go over to God that's like this monkey on my back and I can't get him off, and in the meantime I do whatever I gotta do. But I'm praying for a change. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying, glory to God, for the love, the mercy, and the grace of God to penetrate and destroy those yokes. In the name of Jesus, we bind and loose the hand of the enemy from him in Jesus' name. And you find up any transferring spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Salvation to come to the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Anyone else? If not, we're going to pray, glory to God. I saw Rachel's number just came up too, to just bless her and strengthen her and encourage her, even though I know prayer's already been gone for, not unless she got a prayer request herself. I think Mother Willette has already prayed, and I know others have been praying for all the prayer warriors. So in the meantime, we just pray you continue to be strengthened and encouraged and that you'll be back being able to fulfill whatever obligation God has given you for ministry in your life. As praying, not only on the line, but for others, and that you will not, that the enemy will not have you in captivity because of the attacks that have been on your body. Fight the good fight of faith, to keep the faith, and stop being a stranger. Come on, fight, go over to God, and stay tuned in, and let the Lord bless, because he loves to try to get us by ourselves. But we know there's times when God will bless that we need that time to spend with him, but we know it's an attack when we're going through, and he don't want you to be with the want to be bothered. But that's a lie from the devil. So you need to listen, my dear, and that's for all of us as well. I don't know if the prophet's already gone off, but she might already been starting to get her dinner for the evening. But if she has anything to say before we close tonight, and if she doesn't, we're gonna get ready to close. Praise the Lord. Like I said, keep Brother Black lifted up because I know he was away from for a while there because he was under the weather and had some other things going on in his life. And I don't know, he was on the line earlier, but I don't know what happened, why, not unless he had his days mixed up again where he just fell asleep or something. Or then it could be something on the line, I don't know. But just keep him lifted up so the Lord can bless him to continue to stay fired up and stay on his post. And that's in, not only just on the line, but wherever. So we got to keep each other built up. And keep
Pastor BJ, I was on and I got a call from Elizabeth, and she was asking me for prayer, and I was praying with her, and then I got back on. I love y'all. Y'all keep me lifted up. Even though I'm going through, I'm still doing the work of the Lord.
Well, praise God. Well, you, I don't see where your number was on earlier, so it must have came on
yes,
real quick.
Ma'am, I was on earlier. I was on early, and then she called me, and I
oh, yeah, because I
wrote down
all the
numbers.
By the time I got ready, you had to go off the line. I must have didn't catch that number because I try to write down all the numbers when they come up. But I didn't see your number.
Yes, ma'am, I heard Mother Willette pray, and I heard Aunt Magdalene pray, and then she called.
Oh, that's probably when it happened right up in there when I started taking the numbers down. That's how I missed your number
yes,
then. Okay, then. Well, bless the Lord. I'm glad to hear you.
I try my very best not to miss my post. I try my very best.
Well, praise God. So I'm glad you did say that because there had to be a bit within a period of time when that happened. I started writing the numbers down later on after that. So it must have been the time you got your call. But I'm glad the Lord blessed that you were on earlier and glad to hear your voice and prayers, thanking God that you were standing in the gap for somebody else too as well. So that's good news. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ready
you know
to.
That I love all of y'all.
We love you too, darling. That's why we keep your name lifted up before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And I love. And like I said, oh, I didn't get anybody. Mother Willette, you go ahead and pray before the thyroid testing. I'm getting ready done. I know we're in agreement and the prayer already went forth, but I want to keep because there's a couple of things that came up. I want to keep that devil bind up in the name of Jesus, and we believe in God that. Everything goes well with the
okay.
The testing. The body.
Amen. You got to have that done when? You got to have a test done on that when? I'm sorry?
I think the next date is, I'm not sure if they're doing that on the 14th. I got to check and find out do they have anything they had me on for this week. But I think it's next week. They're
okay.
Going to do it again.
We'll pray. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so much. Lord God, I thank you that you already know every situation,
yes,
every
Lord.
Circumstance, Lord God, that your people are going through. And we're lifting up Minister BJ right now, and you know the condition she's dealing with, the thyroid nodule. And, Father, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for your word in Matthew 7:7, just part A of that verse that says, ask and you shall receive. So we're thanking you in advance for the power of your word. We thank you that Jesus has already gotten victory. So there may be situations that come up and some situations we don't like, Lord God, but we know that it's already under the blood. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that Jesus has his shed blood, hallelujah, when he bore our sins. He took upon those sicknesses and diseases, Lord God, in his body that we could be delivered, hallelujah, and set free from it. We would not have to suffer under it because you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we're
Amen.
Standing on your promises, and you said whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, you will give it to us that our joy will be full. And we're thanking you in advance, Father, for a good report of this situation with this nodule of the thyroid in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, and we pray the prayer of faith, trusting that there is nothing too hard for you and that you're able to handle this situation and give our sister a good report in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's your divine will that we are well and whole in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. God, some things, Lord God, we could do something about. Some things are out of our hands. But we know it's part of our responsibility is to pray, hallelujah, releasing the faith that you put on the inside of us, hallelujah, and expecting a good report. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Continue to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet.
Yes.
Any ailments in that body must line up with your good word that said, by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed. So we receive it in Christ Jesus' name. We pray it, hallelujah, and we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for what you, we thank you for those supernatural miracles, Lord
yes.
God. We cancel every assignment, every plot, every trap, every scheme
yes.
of the dark one in Christ
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy is already defeated because Jesus has gotten us victory in Christ Jesus' name.
Yes.
And once again,
yes.
Lord God, I thank you so much for healing Brother Bird's body. You are so good. You're so merciful. You were merciful to us because you knew that because he's a part of the body, it hurts us if something hurting somebody else in the body. So we thank you so much. We bless you and we praise you, Father. We pray this prayer of faith with the expectation that it's already done in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We give glory and praise. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What's that song we say? Glory, glory. Hallelujah. My burden down. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Burden
down,
Lord. Burden
down. Hallelujah.
Oh, my mama, oh, it's my people with praise me. you said he inhabits the praise of his people. Calling everything that happens, praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. 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 It hasn't been done yet, but it's already been done in heaven. So bring it down to the earth
realm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, some glory to God, even among us, with things going on in the background. God, lift the burden, hallelujah. While they're praying for others, God, lift the burden.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name
thank
of
you, Jesus.
That they may be able to continue to do the work God called them to do. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. The kingdom of God is God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to take care of everything in the background. He's going to take care of all. Hallelujah. Faithful.
Yes, Lord.
No, not this weekend.
Well, okay, then you'll be our next speaker then, and Mother Alexander will be the one after you to let her know how we're getting ready to do this one for this month. But right now, I'm just listening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to bring you for this love, for this month of love, love, mercy, and grace. Whatever God gives you to speak, then so we're going to have that. But this month, we're going to have love, mercy, and grace, all of that in combination of however God bless and bring the word, whatever he put in your spirit.
That's this Sunday coming?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mother Alexander,
all right.
Faith, love, mercy, and grace for the fourth Sunday.
For the fourth Sunday? Okay.
Yep. Now, listen, you got a meeting. If you got a meeting, let me know so I can put somebody else
now,
there.
This Sunday, I run. Not a meeting, ready of an engagement.
Okay,
but
then.
Next time. No, I'm okay.
All right, then, ladies. Y'all be blessed. We'll get the lineup a little bit later, but I think we'll have a guest in March. But right now, for us, starting out this month, y'all too will be speaking.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All
be
right.
Blessed and be encouraged and looking forward to seeing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Blessings, healing, wholeness, peace, and joy. Angels be in
camp.
Amen. All
Amen.
Right. Love
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless
you. Love you all. And shalom.
Love you.
Love you.
What am I?
Love you. God
bless. We serve. What am I, God? We serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Almighty God, we sing. Look what he brought us from. How can I forget what he did for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you bore me out? How can I forget no?
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.